Orson Welles' estate slams Amazon-backed AI company's plan to recreate lost scenes of Magnificent Ambersons. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 10, 2025. The estate of the late director Orson Welles slammed Amazon-backed artificial intelligence AI company Fable Studios' plan to recreate lost scenes of the 1942 film, The Magnificent Ambersons. After Fable Studio CEO Edward Saatchi announced his AI company's plan to generate footage that recreates sequences removed from the film, which he deemed a ruined masterpiece, David Reeder, who handles the estate for Beatrice Welles, told Variety he was not aware of the plan. "We saw the various articles on Ambersons," a spokesperson for the Orson Welles estate said. In general, the estate has embraced AI technology to create a voice model intended to be used for VO work with brands. That said, this attempt to generate publicity on the back of Welles' creative genius is disappointing, especially as we weren't even given the courtesy of a heads-up, the spokesperson continued. The estate that, while AI is inevitable, it still cannot replace the creative instincts resident in the human mind, which means this effort to make Ambersons whole will be a purely mechanical exercise without any of the uniquely innovative thinking or a creative force like Welles. Specifically, Fable Studios' AI platform, Showrunner, reportedly wants to reconstruct lost footage of Welles' 1942 film, which had 43 minutes cut from its released edition, a move that the late director's estate objects to. Saatchi did not clarify which scenes from The Magnificent Ambersons that Showrunner's AI generated would be using for a reference. However, none of the footage cut from Welles' original version is known to exist. The late director's original shooting script has been archived, as well as some of his notes on how he wished the film to be cut, Variety reported. In addition to his plans for The Magnificent Ambersons, Saatchi has reportedly boasted of his AI platform's ability to generate new episodes of South Park. "The ever-increasing sophistication of AI tools has proven to be a problem for real-life artists, who are now urging their fans not to purchase knockoff material of their work." As Breitbart News reported, various artists are telling their fans not to listen to AI knockoff albums of themselves that strangers are creating, after several singers found fake albums depicting their work on streaming platforms. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.